Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery. And after this short word from our sponsor, we'll continue with our Journey to the Resurrection series with a discussion on John 19, verses 26 and 27.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verses are John 19, 26, and 27. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son," and to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Last Friday, I shared a time during which I felt extreme anxiety regarding some painful challenges my daughter and son-in-law went through years ago. And it wasn't just what they were experiencing that felt most overwhelming. It was not knowing when their storm would end and how much devastation they would endure before it did. Had God said to me, "They're going to be okay and come out of this stronger," I probably would have better weathered that season. I knew in my head that they and I belong to a God who works for the good of those who love him, as Scripture promises in Romans 8:28. But sometimes my heart struggles to hold tight to that truth. Knowing how distraught I can feel upon seeing my daughter suffer, I can't imagine what it felt like for Mary to watch her beaten and bloodied son stand before an enraged mob that chanted for his execution. Did she cling to a sliver of hope when Pilate argued with the crowd and tried to set Jesus free? Only to sink back into despair when he handed Jesus over for the Roman soldiers to crucify? I wonder, as her beloved child hung upon the cross, did she reflect upon a prediction made decades earlier in Luke 2, verse 35, in regard to her son, spoken by a prophet that said a sword would pierce her spirit as well? In that moment, shortly before Christ breathed his last, as she wept at his feet, she must have felt as if her soul wasn't just pierced, but completely crushed, as if her world were ending and she would never experience joy again. Seeing her grieving, understanding the depth of her pain and all the challenges that lay ahead, Jesus looked down upon her and told her to embrace one of his closest disciples as her son, and for that disciple, John, to care for Mary as if she were his own mother. Scholars aren't certain why Jesus entrusted this role to John rather than one of his brothers. It may have been because at this point in history, his siblings hadn't yet turned to him in faith. Some commentaries also point out that John, the only disciple to die a natural death, outlived Jesus' siblings. Therefore, maybe our Savior was ensuring Mary's care for the remainder of her life. Regardless of why, Jesus provided for her in her moment of pain and in every moment that followed. He'll do the same for us, and he's more than capable of caring well for our loved ones also. Our Lord is all-powerful, faithful, merciful, strategic, the perfect embodiment of perfect, never-ending love. And he always retains full control, even when life feels out of control. If you're in the middle of a dark and frightening season, reflect upon what today's verse reveals regarding Jesus' heart. As he neared his death, his concern wasn't on himself, but instead on the hurt and the needs of his mother. Scripture says he cares for you and me in the same way, that he loves us with a love that is too deep, too wide, and too long to be contained or for the human brain to understand. And that love will never die or decrease. To the contrary, it increases every time we take it in, we receive it in our times of need, and then share it with others, knowing our pain won't last forever and assuring them that theirs won't last forever either. Let's pray. Holy Father, once again, we thank you for your Son. May we continually, every day, thank you for your Son. May we remember with gratitude, continually reflect upon everything he's done for us. May we never forget what he endured on the cross. Instead, may we take time regularly to contemplate everything he suffered, the reason he suffered, and what he gave us through his suffering. Remind us of the precious gift that we have because of his death and resurrection. And may we live in the fullness of that gift. Thank you that you have good plans for us. You have good plans for our loved ones, for our friends. You have promised to turn all things to good for those who love you. We might hurt today, just as Mary did, but our pain won't last forever. You have promised that one day you will wipe every tear from our eyes. Jesus said he came to give us abundant, overflowing, thriving life. And we experience that life as we lean on him, as we draw closer to him, as we follow however he leads. And today's pain, today's struggle, today's fear and challenges cannot and will not steal that life from us. Thank you for caring for us so well. Remind us of your faithful care. Remind us of the depth of your love. Help us to grasp how deep and wide and all-encompassing your love truly is. Help us to take it in and then to multiply it by giving it out to others. We love you and we praise you. And it is in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.
God's Word will change our life, but sometimes it's hard to know where to start. Well, that's where I come in. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week, I guide you through a scripture, giving you space to listen to the Spirit and pray about what's on your heart. Then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.